The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Simana Tava, Gemara Baba Kama, Dapet. Today's Dap is being studied in Mishmat Morzikini Yosef Ben Sarah, and Maran Zikinati Yafabat Sarah, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Wahashem, and Hamid and Hayden, Amen.
Amen.
Dap is the Sarah, Wahashem, and Moshe Ben Dinam, the Sarah Batrahan, and the Sarahim, and the Hakam Ovadia Ben Gurgia, and the Farahim, for the Nefesh, for the Guf, for the Tanker, Balabo, the Kenyan, the Superman, Amen. Begin. Seder Nizikin. We begin today. The first of the Seder is called Masechet Baba Kama. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in his laws of Nizikin, made the first three Masechtot, calling it Baba Kama, first gate, Baba Metziah, the middle gate, and Baba Batra, the final gate, all discussing laws of damages, each one discussing a different aspect. The Masechet Baba Kama specifically talks about if somebody damages his friend either directly or he damages his friend's property or the property damages the property. The laws of damages, exactly how does one have to compensate his friend? The reason why we call it Baba, which is a gate, because the Torah Shebichtav writes very little about these subjects. So the entranceway or the gate into understanding these subjects is Torah Shebaal Peh. Hence, the word Baba. Our Mishnah right away begins. Arba'a Avot Nizikin. There are actually four primary Nizikin from the Torah types of damages. Hashor, Vehabor, Vehamav'eh, Vehahev'er. So the first one is Shor, an ox. We're not sure yet how an ox damages, but we could assume for our purposes it's referring to goring, which is the primary way that an ox damages. So shor would be nigiha. Nigiha, goring. Vehabor, bor is a pit. Somebody digs a pit or a well in the public domain. Somebody else comes and falls in it. So that would be the digger's responsibility. Vehamabe'eh. Now she says, wait for the Gemara to explain what Mav'eh means. Hev'ir. Hev'ir is fire. A person makes a fire and it goes into somebody else's field and causes damage. Of course, the one that set the fire is responsible. So again, the four primary Nizikim, Shor, Bor, Mav'eh, Hev'ir. Rashi, Arba Avot Nizikin, Avot Kari Lehanach Dichtivan Bikra Behedja. That's what makes an av, a primary. Whatever the Torah wrote explicitly is an av. Now we know that if there's going to be avot, there's going to be toladot. Toladot are offshoots of the primary. There'll be secondaries. The Gemara will explain what the secondaries are. Hashor ve'abor. Why did it pick this order in the Mishnah? She says, Keseder she'en kituvim beparasha sidran be'mishnah. Good. Means the Mishnah is following the order of the Torah. You look in the Torah first, it talks about Shor, then it talks about Bor, then Mav'ed, then Mav'ed. The Parashah Rishona, Nemra B'Shor, Sheniya B'Bor. So it's following an order. Mav'ed, Mefaresh B'Gemara, Hev'ed, Ki Tetze Ish. It's about fire. Lo Hare HaShor, Kare Mav'ed. The leniency of Shor is a different type of Lo Hare. The leniency of Shor is not like the leniency of Mav'eh. And the leniency of Mav'eh, which means both have their own unique leniencies in them, and therefore I would not be able to learn one from the other. If I would just have written Mav'eh, I would not be able to learn Shor from it. Or Shor, I cannot learn Mav'eh. Because since one is more lenient in a certain aspect than the other, so I'd say maybe the Torah only says Hayav in Shor. Maybe Mav'eh, you'll be Patur. That's what I'd say, Mav'eh. And if it would have said Mav'eh, I'd say, it has a leniency, and therefore maybe it has a leniency, but Shor has a bigger leniency. Therefore, maybe only Mav'eh and not Shor. So if it had to write both. Look at the way the Tosafot understands this line. It's the third Tosafot. Lo areh Shor, kareh Mav'eh. Perush en kulato shel shor ככולתוס של מבעס. So it's referring to leniencies. כדי מפרש את הקמם בגמרא. Okay, and that's the interpretation. Look at the Mishnah's continuation. So I read the second line again. לא הרי אשור כרי המבעי. ולא הרי המבעי כרי אשור. ולא זה וזה. Now take both of them. שור and מבעי שיש בהם רוחיים. Both of them have a commonality that they're both damages that are done by living beings. Shor is the ox, and Mavai also is another damage that the ox does. It was both done by living beings. So I say in that case, maybe it's Hayab, because it's done without any help. Which means the living being himself inflicts the damage. As opposed to a fire, it doesn't have any life. And if it needs an external factor to help it do its damage, namely the wind. And therefore, I would have said, if Shor and Mav'eh is Chayav, maybe Ish is not. So that's what I had to say, Ish. Ve'lo zeh ve'zeh, and take all three. Shor and Mav'eh, and Ev'eh, shedarkan lilech ulazik. At least the commonality with those three things are, is the derech is for them to go out and damage. Kare abor, she'en darkon lilech ulazik. The board just stays where it is. It doesn't go out and damage. It stays where it is. So I might have thought maybe Bor is going to be Patur. So therefore, it had to say, Shor, Bor, Mav'en. And I would not be able to learn one from the other. What is the commonality that all the four Avot have? Shedarkan Lazik. Their way is to damage. It is the Derech for them to Lazik. It's a normal damage. Ushmidatam Alecha. And number two, you're obligated to watch these things. You got to make sure that your shore doesn't damage and your borders doesn't, people don't fall into it. You got to make sure the ish, etc. And the very shmiratan alecha, you're responsible. You're obligated to watch these things. Ukshezik, and when they do damage, have a mazik the shalim to shlumen nezik. And when you damage for one of these ways, you're gonna have to pay. Hayav shalim to shlumen nezik. How? The metava ares. Metava ares means the choice land. Edit. Damages paid from the choice land. Now, as she told us in the beginning over here, everything's following the order of the Torah. Shor was written first, then Bor, and then Mav'eh, and then Hiv'eh. However, in the Lo Harez, when it was comparing one to the other, it changed the order a little. It said, Lo Harez Shor Kareh Mav'eh. Right away you jump one to number three. Now, why do you go in order? Why do you say Lo Harez Shor Kareh Bor? Why don't you follow the order that you started with in the opening of the Mishnah, so that she deals with that. Look at that she in the fifth line. Lo are ashor kare mavai kilomar. Iketav rahman ashor. Torah would have just written shor lo nafik mavai mine. Yeah, I wouldn't have learned mavai. The Gemara is going to tell us what the kulot are and what each one has that the other one doesn't. We just need to know the skeleton of exactly what the Mishnah is saying. If it wouldn't have said this, I wouldn't have known that. Iketav rahman ashor. No nafik mavay. I mean, I would not have learned mavay. Vam tu laachi tzidichu lemichtav. That's why I had to write it. Ulaachi nakat bereshah kareh mavay. That's why I chose mavay in his first comparison. Velo nakat lehu keseder. They didn't follow the order. Lo, I should have said lo areh ashor kareh abor. Mishum detu lo avimatze lemitni lo ze vazesh yesh behem ruachayim. Because one of the categories that the Mishnah wanted to give us is what? Is that these things have what? Ruhayim, kareh abor, that doesn't have ruhayim. So which means it wanted to start comparing, or kareh ish, she'em bo ruhayim. It wanted to classify the ruhayim ones, the ones that have life, against ish. If it would have said bor, right in the beginning, then already you don't have that compressed, which the Mishnah is going in a system. The Mishnah wants to say, shorim mev'eh. Okay, now I wouldn't have been able to learn more from them. Now let's put both of them together. Oh no, Shodim Mav'eh, they have something that is common. They have the Ruhayim. And I would not be able to learn Ish from that. Oh, now put Ish with them. They have something in common that what? That they are Darkan Lilechu Lazik, Kareh Bor. So the Mishnah wanted to go in order. So if you put Bor right in the beginning, already Bor, already has no Ruhayim. So you would not be able to get to that progression of Ish. Now, the truth of the matter is, you could have written in the Torah, just bored. You didn't have to write Ish, and you'll be able to learn that from that. But the Gemara will deal with that, exactly what you need each one to be written. But that's the style of the Mishnah. They are bored in Boruah Chaim. Right? Bored in the Boruah Chaim. Ve'od ta'ma harina da'ar rebutash v'na shafagav shesh ha'shneim Ruah Chaim, which even though they both have Ruah Chaim, Shor and Mav'eh, lo nafik had mechavre. That's Hadush in itself, which means even though Shor and Mav'eh both have life, I would not be able to learn one from the other. That's the Hadush in itself. So there's two reasons why the Mishnah picked Shor and then Mav'eh. Number one, because it wanted to pick items that have life to compare it against Ish that doesn't have life. If you already would have picked Bor, already you picked an item that doesn't have life already. So therefore you would not need to learn Ish. So pick Shor and Mav'eh. And furthermore, Shor and Mav'eh both have life. And the Hadush in that is, both have life, what can I learn one from the other? Still, the Kulav, this is not like the Kulav. That, even though they both have life, I would not be able to learn one from the other. Okay, Ke'areh Ish, next Rashi, She'em Boru Ha'im, V'ilo Kadver Achmana, if the Torah did not write specifically Ish, Ava Amina Lipatir. I would have thought Ish is indeed Patur. Lo Ze V'ze Elu Shiloshtan, Shor, Mav'eh, Hev'er, She'darkan Lelechu Lazik. What do you need to send a Shaveh? Once the Torah wrote me all four, what is the Mishnah to come and tell me? What do they all have in common? Whenever you study what they all have in common, it's coming to include something else. The Torah will tell us what it's coming to include. B'metav ha'aris mi'idit nechasav. Idit is the choice. The best property after yigbed demezeko imrot sin lefro ado karka. Again, if he wants to pay money, then he has to pay it from the idit, which is the metav ha'aris, which is the choice fields. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Look at the top lot of Tosafot. Just gives a technicality and style of the Mishnah. Eat duchta delo tani hin kemohacha, which means sometimes the Mishnah will give you the number and then say the word hin. For example, the Mishnah could have said arba'a avot nizikin hin. Sometimes it doesn't use the word hin, as in our Mishnah. It can go either way. In our Mishnah, but we can give a logic to what says why it doesn't say the word hin. Because really the Mishnah is supposed to be read not specifically just as the number. There's four avot nizikin, period. No, the Mishnah is to be read consecutively. Arba avot nizikin hin, shelo re'izeh ken izeh velo re'izeh ken izeh. Which means the purpose of the Mishnah is not to list necessarily the mazikin, but it's to teach us that one would not be able to be learned out of the other. And therefore, the purpose is to read it as a flow. Arba avot nizikin, and the four avot nizikin that we know already from the Torah, lo harezeh karezeh, velo harezeh karezeh. One would not be able to be learned out of the other. That's the way the Tosafot says, B'yesh Lomar, the point is not to give you the number. The number I know from the Torah. I can't read the Sefer. The explanation is the Lord is easier. So you're reading it as a flow. Comes the Gemara and says, "Midiktani avot." The fact that the Mishnah says avot, "Nichlal viika toladot." Oh, we make a simple implication. If there's avot, there's got to be toladot. There's got to be secondaries. So the question is, toladotehem kayotze bahem or lav kayotze bahem? Do the toladot follow the same rules as the avot or not? What would be the same rules? That you have to pay, that you pay from idit, that shemiratan alecha, whatever the laws are in the avot, these four, must be the toladot. There's things that are similar to them. What's the law? Are the toladot like the avot or not? So that's Gebrat says, we've seen two cases where there's avot. Shabbat and Tum'ah. Shabbat has avot, and Tum'ah has avot. Let's go to somewhere we know already and see if we can compare Nizikin to either Shabbat or Tum'ah. Now we start with Shabbat. We know Shabbat is 39 melachot. Those are called avot melachot. Where do we learn those melachot from? Whatever they did in the Mishkan. Gaber Shabbat Tenan. We learned by Shabbat. Avot Melachot Arba'im Haser Achat. Arba'im Haser Achat 39. Avot. It says Avot. Michla Deika Toladot. must be on Shabbat. There's also a concept called the Toldah. Toldotehen ke yotzei bahem. Oh, and the Toldot are like the Avot. Meaning, La Shena Av Hatat, La Shena Toldah Hatat. Meaning, if a person commits an Av Melaka, Beshogeg, on Shabbat, I have to bring a Korban Hatat. For that matter, if you made a Toldah of that Av, you also have to bring a Korban Hatat. So in that aspect, they're the same. La Shena Av Sekila, Vela Shena Toldah Sekila. If you did the Av Bemezid, with Hatra'a, with warning, and witnesses, I have Sekila. Similarly, if a guy did the Tolada, what witnesses in Hatra'a, also be Hayav Sekila. My Ika bin Av le Tolada. So then what's the Rafka bin Adar? If you tell me they're all the same, whether you did an Av or Tolada, so what do I need the classification? This is called an Av, and this is a Tolada. Basically, halachically, they're all the same. Oh, Nafkamina. Say a Nafkamina. The Ilu Avid Shte Avot Ba'ade Adade. If a person did, let's say, two avot together in one he'alim, in one forgetting of Shabbat. For example, he did Horesh Zoraya. Okay, two different menagot. Ina meshte toladot ba'de adadi. Or he did two toladot of two different avot. Right? He did a tolda of Horesh and a tolda of Zoraya. Mechayev akol hada v'hada. He's chayav hatat for each one. In one forgetting, they get you on each Av or each Tolada of different Avot. But if a person did Horesh, and then he did the Tolada of Horesh as well, and one forgetting, that's all considered one. No mechayev ela chada. It's only going to be Hayav, one Korban. Oh, so therefore it's important for me to know what's called the Tolada. Because the Todah and stuff coming up, I did it in a Av and a Todah, I'm only going to be Hayav. One. Would there be Eliezer the Mechayiv at Todah b'mkom Av? But according to the Bi Eliezer, that says that a person is Hayav. Even if he did an Av and a Todah, you Hayav to. So therefore, what does he need to be? What does he need to call Toldot for? What's the Nafkamina? Sikila, you Hayav. Korban Hatat, you Hayav. You did both of them in one Alem, you Hayav to. So what is he calling him Toldot? Amai kari le ava, amai kari le tolda. So Gemara says, Hak da ava b'mishkan hashiva, which means any melacha that was in the mishkan, and the melacha was considered a melacha hashuva kari le av. He called it av. Ha de lo avi b'mishkan hashiva, which is a melacha that was in the mishkan, but was not considered a melacha hasuva, a significant melacha, kari le toda. They call it a toda. So according to this opinion over here, it's more just, you know, whatever, not every, from this Gemara comes out, not every melacha that was in the Mishkan necessarily made it to the Lametet Melachot. We always thought, Lametet Melachot, whatever they did in the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan, that's an av. No. A melacha that was in the Mishkan, that was hashuv, seems to have a certain significance, like the Gemara Shabbat said, they did this, therefore it's asur to do this. But it was picking only the items that were significant. So therefore those items that were in the Mishkan, that were hashuv, that's called an av. And the items in the Mishkan, they're not counted, but they're a toledah. Halakhically, there's no difference. Halakhically, avot, toldot, all the same thing. Is just for classification purposes, so you know which is the Av and which is the Tolada. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, that's the way he learns. Good. Comes the Gemara and continues. Look at Rashi. Beginning Rashi. Hatat Shogeg. Sekila b'mezid. Yavit shte avot b'shogeg. If he did two avot b'shogeg, mechayev tarte hataot. Two hataot. Go mechayev ela chada. But if a person did an av and a tolada, he only brings one. Av melacha, av and a tolada dide, lo mechayev. Right, you bring one for the av, and he's covered. Ule b'riyaz, mechayev tarte. Di I avit av and tolada dide, mechayev tarte hataot, masud kiri tut per kamru lo, kulu avot melakom, mishkai gamin lam, masud kachabat. Okay. Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, so basically by Shabbat we have toladot and toldotehen kayotze bahen. The toldot and the avot are similar. That's one example. Now let's go to a different situation. The next situation is gabe tumot tenans. We learned by the laws of tumah. Avot tumot. There are certain items that have a deen. They're called an av tumah. What's an av tumah? Hasheret, hashikvatzera, v'tameh mit. Toldotehem lav kayose bahim. Okay, now what is, we know what sheret is. Sheret is a sheret. One of the rodents that the Torah says, in its death, emits tum'ah. Somebody touches it. Sheret, then you have shekvazera. Shekvazera itself, person has shekvazera, and the mission himself has tum'ah, or the zera itself has tum'ah. And then you have a tamimit. What is a tamimit? Dashi, top line. Mishen agav emit. What's the status of a mit itself? Mit is avi avot hatum'ah. Somebody that touches the mit becomes an av hatum'ah. Okay, so that's an av. All these are avot. Nashi. Av hatum'ah de mit atzmo avi avot hatum'ahu. Vanogei abo have av hatum'ahu mitameh adam v'chelim. Let's get rules again. An av can mitameh another human being to make him a rishon, or can mitameh kelim, vessels. Ve'aketiv kol asher yigabu atameh yitma'ah. That anybody that touches somebody that became tameh from a met will become tameh. Umasho the mitameh adam. Good. Now the Gemara says, Todotem lavka yotzeben. What's a todav and av? Todav and av is a rishon, which means what the av touched. Now that item becomes a rishon. The rishon does not have the same ability to mitameh like the av. Why? The ilu av mitameh adam v'cherim. The ilu toldot ochlin umashkim mitameh. Adam v'cherim no mitameh. A rishon has only the ability to mitameh ochel, foodstuff, ochlin umashkim. But a rishon cannot be mitameh adam v'cherim. Oh, so you see a case of what? That avot and toladot, and the toladot are not similar to the avot. So the Gemara says, "Hachamai." Oh, back to Nizikin. Arbavot Nizikin. We know it is toladot. Is the toladot similar to Shabbat, or is it similar to Tum'ah? Hachamai Rashi. Hachamai. Toldot de Shabbat avikavot. Toldot de Tum'ah lo avikavot. Hachat toldot de Nizikin. Mai. Miamrin al toldot kayotze bahem. La shena av. La shena tolda. She's even going so far to say, maybe to be a half a minute to say you don't pay at all. Maybe on toladot, there's no pay. Maybe only on toladot that you pay on avot. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Papa, Papa says, Yesh mem kayotze bahem, v'yesh mem lav kayotze bahem. Okay. There's some yes, yeah, some no. Some toladot are similar, and some toladot are not. That she, the Gemara is going to explain that she says. Tanu Rabbanan. That Tosfot says, what is this Baraita doing in the middle of this here? Tosfot, second Tosfot, if seek, but Baraita is the Paris Todotem, Navke Yosebim to Kamara Papa. Aya. And when the Papa told me sometimes the Todot are not like the Avot, but this Baraita is going to give me an example. We're told those to him, love can you say by him. But the Todot are not like the Avot. Let's see the Baraita. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosha Avot. Ne'emru Beshor. When we say Shor, Shor includes three primaries. Not only one primary. There's three primary Avot Nizikin in just the word Shor itself. Meaning a Shor can damage in three primary ways. Number one, Hakirin. Sure, that's obvious. That's the horn, right? It gores. Ve'ashin, it could also damage with its teeth, right? It can bite. Okay, uses its teeth to damage. As she says, le'echol, by eating. V'aregel. Okay, regel, it can kick. Kick a trampler. She says, L'dros, l'sbor et akelim. Now the Gemara has to analyze, where do we know all three? Keren, minalan, how do you know Keren? What's the source? Gemara says, we know, Tetana Rabbanan, Ki Yigah. In the Torah itself, it says, Ki Yigah, Shor et Ish. Okay, Ki Yigah. En Nigiha Ela Bekeren. Vocabulary. How do you know the word Nigiha is horns? Nothing for granted. Ki Yigah. What is Ki Yigah? Nigiha. No, the Torah does, nothing is for granted. Even though the Torah says, Ki Yigah Shor, maybe Ki Yigah means he bit him. Maybe Ki Yigah means he trampled the guy. So the Torah says, no. Ki Yigah means horns. How do you know? Chneimah. Ya aslo sidkiya ben kenanaya karne barzet sidkiya ben kenanaya. All right, character out of the Nevi'im over here, made for himself karne barzel. Karne barzel is horns made out of barzel. Vayomer ko amar Hashem, and God said be'ele tenagach et aram. With these horns, it's like he made a hat, like a helmet that has horns on it. So he's there. God told him, with these horns over there, you are going to gore Aram. You see what? Horns are connected to the word Nigiha. Ve'omer. And we have another pasuk in the Torah that says, Bechor Shoro. When Yaakov Abinu was blessing
Yosef.
Actually, when Moshe Rabbeinu was blessing Yosef. Bechor Shoro Adar Lo Ve'karne Re'em Karnav. Bahem Amim Yenagah. That says the Karnei Re'em. He has the strength, the Karnayim, the horns of Re'em, which is a ferocious big animal. And what is he going to do with these horns? Bahem Amim Yenagah. Oh, so we see the word Yenagah is related to horns. My Ve'omer, what did I need the second pasuk for? Seemingly the first pasuk of Tzidkiyah ben Kena'anayah, those horns that he made, and God told him, with these horns, go and gore Adam. What was the matter with the first pasuk? What do you need the second pasuk? Which is maybe we're trying to learn the Torah law. That story over there, Tzidkiyah in the Navi. Maybe you can't learn a Torah law from a story in the Nevi'im. Devre Torah, Devre Kabbalah. Devre Kabbalah, means Kabbalah means from the Nevi'im or the Ketubim. That's why Tashema, Lechor Shoro, Hadar Lo. That's why you need a second pasuk to teach me why. It's even in the Torah, by the way. Torah to Torah. The Gemara says, V'hai melafu? You're not learning it from there. Yilui milta be'almau. It's just the definition you're learning from there. Yilui milta is a revelation. Dinigiha be'kerenu. So I'm not learning keren from Tzidkiyah ben Kenanayah. Keren I know, Nigiha I know, because the Torah says, Ki yigah. All I'm doing is learning Pirush HaMilim. The Gemara says, Pirush HaMilim, interpretation of words, I can learn from the prophet. You can't learn a halakha. So therefore, the Gemara is back to the question. What did you need two pesukim for? And don't tell me, because the first one you're learning, you can't use because it's from the Nevi'im. That's not learning from the Nevi'im. All the Nevi'im is doing is defining to me a terminology. So what do you need the second pesuk for then? Ela Maudetema. We know when it comes to the damage of shor, there is a difference between a shor tam and a shor mu'ad. That we're going to see clearly written in the Torah. The first three times a shor damages, the damage, the payment is chatzi nizik. The owner does not have to pay full damages. However, once already he damages three times, now the shor becomes a mu'ad. Now the owner has to pay full damages. Okay, so there's different nafka minot between a shor tam and a shor mu'ad. So I would have said like this. Ki palig rahmana bin tam le mu'ad in shor. And that, by the way, that difference between a tam and a mu'ad is only said by the shor. Whatever shor is. Now we're learning shor is what? Goring. So I would have said, what type of goring? Is there a difference between tam and mu'ad? Ani midi bitlusha. I would have said maybe when the horn is detached. Just like the pasuk of Tzidkiyah ben Kenanayah, he made for himself horns. correct? With the horns attached to him? No, it's Kevin Kana was a human being. He made a helmet that had horns on it. So I would have said that maybe the shor of the Torah is similar to the horn of Tzidkiyah, where the horn is detached, meaning the shor took the horn and put it in his mouth and ran and gored with it in his mouth. And since that's not the normal way of goring, that's why the Torah makes a difference between tam and mu'ad. Abav mechuberet. But if it's attached, ema kula mu'adeti. Maybe off the bat, even the first time, mu'ad, full damages, and they have to make the full payments. Hashem, that's what it says, the second bazook, bechor, shoro, hadar lo. They tell me that, no, that even he's attached, like a regular shor, bechor shoro, Yosef is compared to a shor, and it calls his horns what? Negi'ah. No difference. And therefore, there's tam and mu'ad as well, even by attached. You must have derech. Doesn't matter. There's no difference between detached and attached. Each one is teaching me a bigger way to do. Look at Rashi. Rashi. Ela. Actually, let's start from where we left off. Be'ele tenagahat aram. 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 והמלאפו, את מי ה? לא גמרינה מדברי קבלה, לא חיוב ולא פטור. ואנחנו לא נראה לי מנרביעים. לא הלכות, אלא גילוי מלטאו. It's just a revelation. דחולקה, דכתב נגיחה בקרן. Whenever it says the word נגיחה, it refers to קרן. אלא, לאחי אצטריך. ואומר, תמאו דתמא, כי חלק לחמרה בין תמא למועדת. דת, תורה מרי חילוק. פיתה מן מועד. ובשורתם כדי וחצו את כספו זה לא משלם אלא חצי נזק right the first three times called time you only pay half damages ועד כדי ושלם משלם שורתם תשתות משלם נזק שלם הנימי לי בקרן תלושה the one it's detached ומיד לכנס את קיה בן כנען היה how would it be detached ורגון שאחזה בהמה קרן בן שיניה the animal took the shore the horn and put it in its mouth And went and gored like that. When I had Adam, but I don't miss them. Tam kolenes, because of the ender kavikach. I would say maybe it's not. The derek below ayal lebali mishmor bedavar ze. You don't have to protect from such a an awkward type of damaging. Avam meuber deurchau. Ema kulam u'edeti. I would have thought that maybe if it's attached, even the first goring is derek, and therefore you pay. Full afidu betchilam mishem nezik shalem. השמה וכנראהם כתיב בנגיחה אלמה מחוברת נמה קרן נגיחה ובסתם נגיחה רגילה נגיחה פליג רחמנה בין קרן תמה וקרן מועדת comes the Gemara and says what are so now we have the Av is what? קרן what's the תולדה? תולדה the קרן מהי? Give me some תולדות Gemara says Give you four. Negifa, Nishika, Rebisa, Be'ita. Let's go one at a time. Negifa, as she says, Shedahaba, Begufa, Bezika, Bekavana. It damaged with its body. But it leaned against something intentionally to damage. With its body, pushed. Rebisa, as she says, שראתה קרים בדרך והלכה ורבסה עליהן כדי לשוברן. Right. It was walking down the street, saw kelim, so it squatted down on the kelim with intention to break them. בעיתה שבעתה ברגליה, just kicked with its feet, ושברה את הקרים. And then this shikha we know is biting. Now, why are these תולדות? So that she says, והאחיה והיא תולדה דקרת. Because the Torah always have to have similar properties. What's the similar properties? Ashi. The Kavanatam Lehazik Kikirin. Number one, all these Torah are Kavanah Lehazik. They have intention to damage. Ve'en Hana'a Lehazika. The animal does not have any Hana'a in these damages. When it sits on Kelim to break them, there's no benefit. It just damages. It's even biting. It's not eating. It's just biting. And it destroys. And it's not such a common type of damage. That's why the first three times where the Beit Din did not want it, in a mishlemet nezek shalem. So therefore, you have kerin, that's the horn, that's the ab, and then you have pushing, right, nekifa, biting, neshika, you have libitza, that's crouching on the item and breaking them, beita, all these items are similar to the father, to the ab of kerin, kabanah lazik. Adam has intent. It's not such a common damage. That's why you can make a haluk between tam and muad, and there's no hana'a. Comes the Gemara and says, "Mai shena negiha dekari la'av." Now, why did you call negiha an av? Dichtiv ki yigah. The Torah says ki yigah, and we proved already from Pesukim the word ki yigah means with horns. Negifah nameh. Ketiv. You look in the Pasuk, it also says the word Negifa. Ki Yigof. The Pasuk says, V'chi Yigof Shor Ish Et Shor Re'ehu. So the word Negifa is written in the Torah as well. So therefore, why did you tell me that, you know why Negifa is an Av? Pasuk Ki Yigah. For that matter, it says in the Torah also, Ki Yigof. So therefore, negifa should also be an av pushing. Gemara says no. Hai negifa negihai. This negifa that's written in the Torah is really referring to goring. How can that be? Detanya. Patach ben negifa v'siyim ben negiha. There's two damages in the Torah by shor. One pasuk is ki yigof shor ish et shor re'ehu. Okay? The other pasuk is referring to what? Ki yigah. That's the end of the pasuk over there. For the next pasukim. Right? Noda kishon nagahu. It starts off with negifa and ends off with negiha. To teach me what? Nomar lecha. Zui negifa, zui negiha. It's the same thing. In the Pasuk, Negi'ah and Negi'fa are synonymous, referring to horns. That's why the Torah uses them as interchangeable. So comes the Gemara to Kedashi. Patach ha-katub be-Negi'fa. First white line. Ki yigof shod ish et shod re'ehu. But one shod damages another. V'siyem be-Negi'ah o noda ki shod nagahu. Ve'lo ketiv ki shod nagahu. Ela nagah. Lomar lecha. That when it says negifa, they're referring to pushing of the body. Ela negihat keren. Now veleka lememar the akati negifa viav. Maybe I'll tell you no. Maybe negifa is the av, and negiha in the pasuk means negifa. Go the other way. Which means maybe I'll tell you negifa means pushing. And when it says the word negiha, the pasuk negiha also means pushing. And if I make pushing an av, go that way. No, I can't, because already I proved to you that the word negiha means goring from the pesukim, from the Navi, and from the Chorshoro. So negiha is not up for determination. That's not up for interpretation. Negiha is what it is. Hadush's negifa is negiha of the pasuk, that's goring. And everything else is a tolda. Mai shena gabe adam. Now, when you have two types of shor, one shor damages a human being, and another shor damages a shor. An ox can gore a man, and an ox can gore a animal. The Gemara says, when it comes to Adam, the Torah uses the word ki yigah. Umay shiraga bebema dichtiv ki yigof. When it came to animal, he used the word ki yigof. Why? Stanley wants to know, why mechalek in terminologies? Right? Adam, di itle mazala, ketiv ki yigah. Man that has a mazal, Torah used the word ki yigah. Behema de letla mazala. An animal does not have mazal, ketiv ki yigof. What is this referring to? Adam itle mazal, bema letle mazal. Kashi, Look at Rashi, first wide line. Adam, the itle mazala, sheyesh lo da'at lishmor et gufo. Rashi's interpretation here, mazal meaning he has brains where he's able to protect himself. Kitiv ki yigah, devadai nitkaven asur lehara, uba'ala bekoach. The word ki yigah is a more aggressive terminology. Because to go after a human being, the animal has to be more aggressive. Because Adam itle mazala, he has the ability to protect himself. So for the shor to damage him, it has to be more aggressive, more intent. Hence, by Adam that's being damaged, it'll say ki yigah. Aval negifa, negifa is also in the goring. But that, havi masha shemitzao omed v'dachafo bekanav. Yeah, a more, he saw him standing, he just gored him. Less aggressive, because to an animal, it's easier to damage, because in-law, mazamin, does not have the da'at to protect itself like a human being. That's the first interpretation. Shna harina, itle mazala, ve'eno noach lamito b'ngifa, di'hifat keren me'at. Adam has mazal, which means it's not so easy to kill Adam. Adam is harder to kill because he has what's called a mazal. Therefore, with a little negifa, which is like a short goring, it's not going to get him so much. To kill a man that has a mazal, it's got to be a plunge into the guy's body. Mashenken, an animal and a mazal. Okay, so if you with a negifa, it can get him. Now, the way they explain this mazal, that a human being has a malach that is next to him, and therefore this malach protects him. That's his mazal. And therefore the malach is literally a guardian angel. Therefore it's harder to kill him. Animal does not have this malach that is protecting. That's the way they explain the second part of the Shia. Whether he has a malach or not. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay. Umilta agavur heka mashmalan. Oh, and from this, by the way, we learn a chidush. That it's harder to kill a man than to kill an animal. There's a chidush that comes out of this. The mu'ad le adam avi mu'ad le behema. Mu'ad le behema lo avi mu'ad le adam. Right. That means, if an animal killed three times a man, he's already a mu'ad, or damaged three times a man, already automatically is considered a mu'ad for a behemah. Because if he already did something, the harder damage, he becomes already warned for the lesser damage. Which means, when we say he has to gore three times, so yeah, he gored a man three times. Who makes him necessarily a mu'ad to an animal now? He didn't never go to an animal. So maybe the next time he goes to an animal, he's considered the first time of an animal. And if he wants to pay, half damages. No. Once already he gores a human being three times, that's the harder one. So automatically he's considered a mu'ad off the bat for a bema, but the opposite would not be. If he gored an animal three times, that'll not necessarily make him wild for a human being. Because he did the easier damage, doesn't necessarily make him a wahad for the more difficult damage. Now let's read Rashi. We're going to Rashi 1, 2, 3, fourth line. Ve'agav urcheka mashmalan kera medetala nigiha be'adam ve'nigifa be'behema de'mashma nocha hiya be'ma lamut mena adam. That's easy for the animal to die. Mashmi'inu deshor amu'ad laharog et behema. Gimel pa'amin laharog. She's learning it. That is short. Killed an animal three times. Lo hashiva ada legabe adam. Does not make him a mu'ad by an adam. De'im nagah adam vamet. Dino ketam de'eno mishalem et hakofer. We have a law that says that if a short tam kills a man, so the man does not have to pay what's called kofir. The owner of the animal does not have to pay a penalty. They just kill the animal. They kill the animal, and then it's over. However, so if he, let's say, killed three animals, now he kills his first man, no kofet. The man does not have to pay. What are they going to do to the animal? They're going to kill him. Now, let's say it escaped its killing and went and killed yet a second guy.
Wow.
So it would still be considered a tam, even though it killed three animals. Animals does not make mu'ad for Adam. Continue. Debetam ha'oreg Adam ketiv sakod yisakel ha'shor u'ba'al ha'shor naki. You killed the shor, and the owner of the shor is clean. Clean from what? Doesn't have to pay. U'mu'ad ketiv ve'gam ba'alav yumat. By shor mu'ad that kills it, says, and the owner is put to death as well. Now, we know you don't kill a man for what his animal does. So when it says ve'gam ba'alav yumat, it means that the owners have to pay. Now, can I ask you a question? You pay the amount of money that man is worth based on whatever bet you evaluate. Who you pay that money to? The Yoshav, his inheritors.
Okay.
Now, give me a case, the opposite. If an animal is a mu'ad for Adam, he'll be a mu'ad for Behemah. Meaning, he killed the guy three times. He killed A, he killed B, he killed C. Now if he kills an animal, right away he's considered a mu'ad. Ask you a question. I thought they're killing him after the first time. So the explanation, he's dead. I mean, he killed him. The explanation is he escaped. That's what Ashik does at the end. Which means before Binti was able to get the animal, he went and killed A. They're about to kill him. He escaped, killed B. He escaped, killed C. And before they killed him, he killed an animal now.
Wow.
So he's considered a mu'ad. They're going to put him to death. But to get the animal, he's considered a mu'ad as well, even though it is the first time. Right, as she says at the end of that, she says, "Shelo amad bedin ad shenagasos pamim, shelo neskal miyad, shemit harishon." Comes the Gemara and says, "Nishicha, todat desheni." You told me biting is a todat keren. Gemara, so what do you mean? The kaura nishicha should be part of shin. We're going to learn. And according to one opinion, the word mav'eh, that was one of the nizikin, shor, bo'or, mav'eh shin, is the damaging of the teeth. So seemingly shin should be part of mav'eh. Neshikah should be part of
shin.
Mav'eh. So Gemara says, neshikah to the shini. No. Shin, yes, hana'ah, lehazikah. Shen is eating. Eating as hana'ah. Hai in hana'ah lezika. This is biting. So if you got to go according to the properties. Keren has no benefit, so biting also has no benefit. Eating, different item. Rebitza ube'ita. Rebitza is what? Squatting, which it does with its legs. Because the legs go down, right? It sits on it. Be'ita is mamash kicking. So that's the regel. That's part of regel. Which means one of the interpretations is mav'e means regel, damages of the leg. So seemingly be'itan revitza should be part of regel, not keren. No, regel is a kamatsui. Regel is a normal thing for an animal to damage with its leg. As it's walking in the street, what does it do? It kicks. Hane en is a kamatsui. Here it's a living, which is squatting and things like that, and kicking, going out of its way to kick. That's different. When you're kicking in this normal way as it's walking, trampling, regel as it's walking, that's normal. These items are not so matsui that the animal's going to squat on kilim or intentionally go out of its way to kick something. So that's put in the keren category, because in keren, since the damage is not normal, first three times is tam. Understand? If it's normal, we don't give you three times. First time, right away, pay full payments. Only on items that are not so common. So therefore, these are not common. Ela, so that's the Ela todotem lav kayotze bahem. Now the Gemara is going back to this question. You told me the toldot, are they similar or are they not? Gemara says Taira not. Gemara Papa Ahiya. When the Papa said, the Papa answered. Some Toldot are like them, and some Toldot are not. Which ones are not? Ilema Ahane. Maybe it's the ones we just quoted. The subcategories of Kedin. Didn't we just quote Kedin and the Toldot? So maybe you'll tell me that what? The Toldot of Kedin are not like Kedin. My Shena Kedin de Kabanoto Lazik. Umamonos Minato Aleka. But what is Kedin's properties? Number one, Kabanatado Azik has Kabanat the damage. And what? It's your property. You own it. It's your money. And you have to watch it. Haniname. Kabanatan Lazik. Kabana has it. Mamoncha, it's your property. Ushminato Aleka. So they were all similar. So therefore, these toldot are exactly like the avot ela toldat de keren ke keren. Really, the toldot of keren are like keren. Therefore, if an animal gores, that's av, or an animal bites, or an animal kicks and squats and pushes, all those items over there, the toldot are going to be similar. To the avot. Kika amar papa. Oh, when did the papa say that the toldot are not kayosevein? Ashen v'regel. It's referring to other avot. The av of shen, when an animal eats, and regel, when an animal. That's what we're going to have to see then. How do you know that? Get what that says? Kika amar papa. Ashen v'regel. Stop. Where does it say shen v'regel? Netanya. V'shilah. If you look in the Torah says, Ki yav'ed isadeh o kerim, v'shilach et be'iro, he sent his animal. What is he sent his animal? His animal was sent. He sent his animal in another field. What does the word v'shilach mean? Look at what I'm talking about. Netanya v'shilach zu ha'regel. Very good. When the Torah says the word v'shilach, it's talking about damaging body feet, the legs. V'chenu omer, we have another pasuk, m'shalhei regel, Hashor v'chamor, good, the leg of the shod v'chamor, mishalihah. So you see the word v'shilach is regel. Last line, ubi'er, it says ubi'er b'stachet, and it damaged in another field. What does bi'er mean? Zuh ha'shin, it ate. Bi'er means shin. V'chenu omer, k'asher yiba'el ha'gelal ad tumo. What does this pasuk mean over here? In the Torah, it says the word ubi'er. I don't know what the word ubi'er means. I'll tell you what you know what ubi'er means. When it damages by eating. How do you know this? It's got another pasuk that says, Ka'asher yibere ha-gelal. You know what the word gelal means? One of two things. Gelal can mean from the word galui. Which part of the animal sometimes is uncovered? Its teeth. When it's eating, it's uncovered. So, Ka'asher yibere ha-gelal. Like the gelal damages and consumes. What's the gelal? The teeth. Because sometimes they are the galui. Or gelal can mean excrement. Where does the excrement come from? From the food that the animal eats. So, kashir yiba'el ha-gelal, which means like the animal damages, which creates gelal, that's from its teeth. We end here. Regel, when the Torah says word b'shilach, that's regel. When it says ubi'er, which we'll write these pesukim out so you can see them, but in your mind, it says the word b'shilach, that's referring to regel. When it says the word ubi'er, that's referring to teeth. It seems that these also have toladot. And the toldot are not going to be similar to the avot. But the toldot of Keren are similar to Keren. Baruch Anwar Le'olam. Amen.